This presentation was given at the 2017 Oktoberfest Conference at the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society. Rights to the content of the presentation remain with the speaker.
Our next speaker is going to be our new president, Pamela Hansen, and she's going to talk about some of the little tricks and ways to make studying our genealogy a little easier.
Thank you. All yours.
Hello. Is there a laser pointer here? Just it?
The big arrow's in the middle.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So we're going to talk about ancestry trees, ancestry DNA, and family tree DNA. Hopefully I'll be able to answer some of your questions in my presentation. So this is my ancestry tree. I'm taking you inside of my account. So you are now inside of my ancestry.com account. So this is my family tree. The Hoover, Fillingen, Griffin, Shearer, Johnson family tree. That's the name of my tree that I do most of my work in. On my account, I have the world account. So it's international. I have access to records internationally. I've had a lot of fun working recently in Italy on my half-German, half-Italian uncle, my Uncle Paul. He had a very, his family was interesting to me. He's, of course, linked to my Orangeburg family. So I decided to use his family as an example in the next few slides. But to work in Italy and England and get these records, I had to have the world membership. And that membership includes FOLD3, which is where you can search military records, Civil War, Revolutionary War, by state. I have the most luck going right to my FOLD3 account. And if you like military records, I really think it's a great website. Has so much on there, so much information, and you find a lot of lost records that people didn't know about. And if I go there, I get a better result than if I was just to do a general search on my account. So just to let you know, to go right to FOLD3 to do your searches. I also have archives, census records, and then newspapers as well. I really enjoy the newspapers. I'm sure some of you do too. So this is my tree, and this is giving all the information about my tree. On the top here, which you can't see, is a lot of drop-down menus. So if we go to the drop-down menu here, which you can't really see, but this is all the trees that I'm working on. And it includes my Hoover family tree. But this one particular tree we're looking at right here, and you can't really see it very well, but that's my Kessler family tree. And we're going to have some fun with that tree. So we're going to go into the Kessler tree right now. Okay. And in the Kessler tree, there is a gentleman named Cesare Cardini. Does anybody know who that is without using your iPhones? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, the magician.
No. He wasn't the musician.
Magician.
Oh, magician. Maybe you can call him that, but no. We're going to find out who he is, though. It's a secret. Here he is. This is Cesare Cardini. And he is my Italian uncle's uncle. He's in his family tree, and he's married to a Hoover girl. So he's connected to Orangeburg through a branch, I guess we shall see, but he's interesting to me, so we're going to look in. So here he is in the tree. This is building a tree. So if you wanted to build a tree, you start a tree in the drop-down menu, and then this is the Cardinis over here. And they are from Italy. They're from northern Italy near the Swiss border. Right, the family town is right near the border. They were from northern Italy, as I said, and I add information to my trees as I build them. So you can add census records, and you can add all these different things by clicking on these little boxes. But you really just can't really see the boxes, but these are all little boxes. It's not really showing up very well. I don't know why, but you can add parents, mothers. You just click on these boxes, and you just can add the information, and you just continue to build your tree. But who was Cesare Cardini? Yeah, thank you. So Cesare Cardini, I'm not able to even see. Maybe come over here so I can see. I'm sorry. So this is the border crossing information. So this right here is a border crossing record. And it's something that I was able to find through my searches and add to my tree. And you, like I said, you click on the box, and it might give you some suggestions or hints, and then you just add it to your tree by building. This is an example of the record, and it gives you, you can view the image, view the record, and then you'll have options to add that record to your tree if it applies. Or if you don't want the record, it doesn't apply if someone you really don't know, you wouldn't add the record. And this is an immigration record. So he, Cesare Cardini came here in 1896 from Italy. He came through Canada, and here's another one. And you could either review the record, ignore the record, or add the record if you chose to. And here's another document that I found, and that's his picture. And you can just keep adding them. Cesare Cardini, 1935. I saved this picture. This was a picture that was originally posted and shared by this Martin Lindsay. Now, I don't know Martin, but he cared enough to share a picture and any information that he had on this guy so that we would all be able to save it to our trees. So people are sharing the information, and then you're able to save the information. And he credits himself, you know, Ancestry gives him credit for posting it originally. What people do on Ancestry that I don't like too much is that they save that picture and they repost it like it was their finding, but it wasn't, you know, it was this gentleman. So I like to continue that, give credit to whoever did the original posting, and that's who I saved. That's the information I saved to my tree. So I saved this record to my tree that was originally a picture posted by Martin Lindsay. Now, this particular family, some of the family settled in some of the Cardini's family descendants settled in New York, and some of them settled in California. And Cesar, he went back and forth between Mexico and California. He had restaurants in California, but he also lived in Mexico. But his aunts and nieces and nephews lived in New York. And the story that they tell is that, is it really kind of interesting, is when the family started to come over from Italy, and some ended up in California, but there was a major earthquake in California, and they got scared, so they stayed in New York. They didn't go, and that's how some families ended up being split and not going all the way west, was because they were scared of weather conditions, earthquakes, and things that they didn't know too much about. So here's another record that was posted by Martin. It was a marriage license that he found or had, so he shared that. So Cesare Cardini was a famous restaurant owner, but what else did he do? And I really enjoyed this fellow as I researched him. So, and if you liked the restaurant information that Martin Lindsay posted, you would just press save, and it would upload it and save it under Cesar. It would save everything in his account. And then you just list all the records that you've saved. Cesar can be, he invented Caesar salad dressing. That's what he did. And to think that he's connected in my tree. It is amazing, and it's something that his family is so proud of, and it's not something that, you know, you hear about all the time. But the story was, according to the family, is that he was having people over for dinner, and he didn't have salad dressing. So he whipped up this thing and called it Caesar salad dressing. Anyway, that's how it all happened. He had a restaurant, started making it in his restaurant, and now it's something that everyone has in their refrigerator. Most people that I know have it. And now if you go to a restaurant, you have a choice of a Caesar salad or a regular salad. And this is him. And he is connected to our family in Orangeburg through the family tree. He's a branch, I guess. Maybe a twig. So... the family tree is linked with the DNA project. So now we're going to talk about the DNA project. So now you're still inside my ancestry tree, but now we click on the DNA button and you end up in my DNA account. And I'm 57% Great Britain, 23% Scandinavian, 20% other. And this is my Hoover family tree, and it just shows you how, this is actually all my grandparents. My grandma, I had one grandma from the South with two S's, Sweden and the South. My maternal grandma was from Sweden, from South Carolina, and my paternal grandmother was from Sweden. So it shows you my family in Sweden, shows you my family in New York, and my family in South Carolina. This one, though, down here is South Carolina, and this is Orangeburg District here. So you'd like to see that. So this is a first, second cousin match. I got permission to share this, by the way. This is Punky Hoover, Roy Hoover, and he is a very close cousin to me. He's my mother's first cousin. And this is what a DNA match looks like. It predicts the relationship based on the match is second cousin. And then these are our DNA circles where we're both linking other people in these DNA circles. And then they list the circles. And a lot of these circles, matter of fact, the top three are Orangeburg District. The old Orangeburg. So confirmed relationship shows you, this is my confirmed relationship with Roy over there. That was, this is my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandfather, my great-grandmother, and Doris and Fritz were brother and sister, and you can see that Roy is my mother's first cousin. Now, this is also made through my tree is matching. He's in my tree, so he doesn't have a tree, doesn't have an ancestry account, so he's in my tree, but there's a DNA match. So it automatically builds this relationship based on what's in my tree. It's not, but basically this, what you're looking at here is just the tree helping me see my DNA match. This is my DNA match to my mother. Says she's my mother. Says she's my parent. Parent-child relationship. Is the DNA result perfect? The answer is no. Aunts and uncles show up, in my opinion, as first cousins. They don't show up as aunts and uncles. So when you're wondering about relationships, if it says that somebody is your second cousin or third cousin, you know, you have to just be aware that sometimes they show up as they could be aunts and uncles, not necessarily cousins. I'm not seeing those relationships, aunt and uncle relationships. I'm seeing them suggested as cousins. Margaret might be able to explain that better than me, but it's, I think it's just a glitch. It's not
actually, if you share the same amount on average of DNA with cousins, you do with aunts and uncles.
That's probably.
And they can't. Just, all they can have is how much DNA you share. So it puts you in a group.
It's a category, yeah. DNA circles are a lot of fun because, you know, anyone that you have, I guess you need three or four common ancestors and DNA matches, and it starts to build a tree. Now, there's certain families like ours, my family, we have our own little DNA project going on, and so what happens is these DNA projects are matching other little DNA projects, and they're creating these circles, DNA circles. I think the circles are a lot of fun to watch. I end up in circles, and I wonder, well, how am I in that circle? I don't even know who that ancestor is, and I have to figure out whether it's accurate or not. There hasn't been too many surprises, but as you can imagine, you do get some surprises when you're dealing with ancestors. So I made a couple of videos, I guess Eric's going to help me set up those videos because they weren't working earlier. To just click on the link. But I made a couple of videos that are going to just explain the trees, transferring DNA from accounts, and also joining the Orange Brook District DNA project. So I have two videos. The first one's 5 minutes, and the second one was made because I ran out of time on the first one, so it won't take too long. But first, I'd like to hand out, while we're waiting for Eric, I was wondering, are there a few things to hand out? I have four bottles of Caesar salad dressing, and they're prizes, so.
Did your cousin give them to you?
No. Bought them in, what's the name of that store? In Davidson. So, Harris Teeter had them. So, do we have anyone 20 years or older that's done the DNA test? 20 to 30 years old here. 20 to 30. Okay, do we have anyone 30 to 40 would be the youngest person? Anyone 30 to 40 that's done the DNA test? Okay, anyone 40 to 50 that's here that's done the DNA test? So anyone 50 to 60 that's done the DNA test? Okay, we have three people.
Four
people. Okay. Yeah.
That's one of the props.
Okay. We have three people that are the youngest. Okay, so we have three. That works.
55. Well, we can have the youngest person right now.
So we have three youngest. So where did I end up? Was that 40 and 50?
Between 50 and 60.
Okay, so 60 to 70. Do we have anyone that
can? You want to figure out the youngest first?
Yeah, we have three winners for that.
Let's figure out who's the youngest of us.
Okay.
Unless y'all want to volunteer your age, we'll keep doing categories. Anybody between 50 and 55. 50 and 53. 50 and 52.
And she's the youngest?
There's the youngest. Okay. Now you can go on to the
old. Okay. Thank you for your help, Margaret. So 60 to 70. Did we do that already? Okay, 70 to 80.
Back up. 60 to 70?
Yeah, that's done the DNA test?
Yeah, I
didn't
have my hand up.
Okay.
I didn't.
80 to 90. Okay.
All right.
Do we have anyone over 90 that's done the DNA test?
I think you
left. Okay. Did you do the DNA test?
Yes. Yeah. But he's already left.
He's already left?
So we have to figure out between the 80 and 90. All right, 80 to 85 to 90.
81. 2 days a month.
Do you want to say your age? Or?
I don't care. How old is it?
The guy behind you. We're looking for the oldest person in the room.
85.
All right, I think you got it.
Enjoy your
What was it, Margaret? What was the other? The oldest, the youngest?
Who's come the furthest?
Okay. Who's come the furthest? Who here on an airplane?
Nobody. The lady that just left came from Arizona.
She just left? Mm-hmm.
I've come from Jackson,
Oklahoma.
Did you really?
Well, you may get your own prize, Pam. You came from New York.
There was a lady here I met. Is Mary still here? She was from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
You drove. Okay, so who drove here from far away? Can you raise your hand?
Savannah.
Mary. Savannah is as far as D.C.?
No, it's not as far. No.
Okay.
No.
What about Jacksonville to D.C.?
D.C.
Way
out there.
D.C. Tampa.
We have a Tampa.
Tampa.
Okay. Who's?
I think D.C.
D.C.
is the furthest.
I think so too.
I can
actually
drive.
Okay, you
take 2 bottles of salad dressing.
We're
going
to come up with a
cat.
Oh, that's for Eric.
Yeah.
For all of Eric's good.
So, this last one is for Eric, for all your help, Eric. This might be it.
Okay, we've got the videos working.
We're ready, except I'm going to need the microphone.
Okay. And
family tree from 23 Me, Ancestors.com, or Novitas, you're going to transfer your autosomal DNA here and follow the options for 23 Me, Ancestry, or any other test that you're transferring. After you do that, you're going to end up with an account number, which I have blocked up. Well, all my account numbers are, and names are blocked on the right hand side here for privacy reasons. So today we're going to join a project. We're joining the Orangeburg District DNA Project. So we're going to scroll down. These are all the suggested projects based on my DNA results. And then we're going to scroll down to the dual YDNA and T-DNA projects. And then we're going to go to O. And Orangeburg District has 513 people in the project. And this describes the project, if you're interested in reading about the project. And then we're going to join the project. And I am in the Orangeburg District DNA Project. I would follow the same instructions for anyone that's in my DNA project that is interested and gives me permission to join this project. I don't just transfer anyone. So now we're going to go to my family tree. I'm going to show you how to link DNA. So once you get the DNA results, you're going to have, you're going to build your own DNA. And my father and I both did Family Finder. I did the mtDNA, and my father did the Family Finder. I guess for some reason this other test didn't show up there. But this is a DNA result. I have a DNA match to my mother. So I'm going to link.
Ran out of time.
Yeah.
To the next one.
Hi, welcome back. So I finished adding my mother's DNA to my family tree. So that way it's also linked to the Orangeburg District DNA Project because my tree is in the DNA Project along with my DNA. So what I want to do is I want to show you how to add some cousins that have given me permission to add their DNA to the project. So I go to DNA Matches, and you see Roy and Jennifer Hoover. So Roy gave me permission, so I'm going to drag his DNA, and I'm going to put it.
You click self.
So Roy is linked to the project now. Okay? And then Jennifer, I'm going to add Jennifer now. I could either press that purple circle or drag. Oops. Oh, Jennifer doesn't want to drag. Oh, maybe I don't have a DNA match with Jennifer. Maybe I don't. No, I do here, so let's add it here. So let's just link it here. The other one wasn't working. So Jennifer and I are linked. That's when you see the brown bar. So we're all linked. And thank you for coming to my presentation. Have a great day.
That's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
This back.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate that. Any questions for us?